The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. And happy 4th of July. We can imagine the scene in today's gospel. These disciples were traveling across the waters with Christ. When they set out, probably no storm clouds in sight, they thought, "Oh, this is going to be easy. I just hop in the boat. I get to spend the day with Jesus and get to know him really well and draw closer to my Lord. And it seems like it's a beautiful day. It's easy. It's carefree." But then the storm comes. Jesus, being fully divine and fully human, before the storm arrives, he's taken a nap. Now, these disciples, most likely because of where they're from, where this all takes place, they were probably fishermen, or several of them were fishermen. Probably the owner of the boat was actually on the boat with them, would make sense. And so, most likely, many of them had seen storms before. Many of them have probably traveled those same waterways, had probably suffered many storms on many different boats throughout their lives. And yet this storm was so quick and so violent that they were afraid. It scared them. And it was such a violent and powerful storm that occurred so suddenly that they were afraid for their lives. So the only thing they could do was wake up Christ. The only thing they could think to do was wake him. But notice something about what they ask. They don't go into an elaborate detail about their problem. They don't go on and on about how it's unfair that they should be caught in a storm when they've been done everything that Christ has asked. They're so close to the Lord. Why would this ever happen? No. They humbly wake him up and ask for his help. "Lord, save us," they plea. And that's it. And just as Christ has done numerous times in the Gospels, he takes pity on them and calms the storm. Christ can and will do the same for us, but we must ask. Ask him to save us. Ask him to heal us. Ask him to lead us. But all of this demands humility. The disciples on the boat knew they were powerless to do anything about that storm, but they knew that Christ could. They recognized his power, his authority. My brothers and sisters, Christ can calm the storm in our lives, but we have to ask. We have to have humility to recognize we're powerless, but that Christ has the power and that he can and will save us. So let us ask him to save us.